Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the solution to ultra race littering, a new Mount Mitchell course record on the Beast Coast, and what running YouTuber just hit 100,000 subscribers? It's not me. We begin this week with a simple public service announcement. Just a friendly reminder that trail and ultras are not your standard road race, where you can toss that cup on the ground or ditch your Goodwill purchased jogging suit at the start line. We abide by the principle of leave no trace, meaning pack it in, pack it out. Littering is not an acceptable practice, and all you should leave behind are your footprints and maybe a few drops of sweat and blood. Nobody wants to see a trail trashed. In fact, we uncovered this very sweatshirt I'm wearing, disposed of in the first few miles of the Black Canyon 100K, along with an unsightly gel wrapper. If anyone is missing this thing, please let us know. Speaking of littering, I really dig this next story coming to us from Sweden, where people are doing plaga, supposedly meaning to pick and run at the same time. People are literally jogging around picking up trash and garbage. Just search for the hashtag plaga and plogging and see what we mean. Even Ida Nilsson is getting involved. Now this is something I can really get behind. Just don't ask me to pick up your literal. Before we get into this week's race recaps, we have to give a huge shout out to the Ginger Runner and Mile Long Legs, Ethan and Kim Newberry, for their amazing milestone of 100,000 subscribers on the Ginger Runner YouTube channel. Let's all send them a huge Outhouse Nation congratulations. Here is a race for all of us in the Outhouse Nation. I still can't believe this thing exists. The town of Trenary, Michigan plays host each year to the Trenary Outhouse Classic. How does it work? First, you make a homemade outhouse, place it on a pair of skis, and then a team of two runners pushes the sled down the snow-covered course. This looks like an absolute riot. Who's joining me next year? In other racing news, the next stopover on the Ultra Trail World Tour was in the Canary Islands at the 128-kilometer Trans-Gran Canaria. After running at or near the front for the first 50K or so, Tim Tollefson pulled the plug after a pre-existing groin strain flared up midway through. With Tim out, it was Pau Capell who went on to win the race again in 12 hours 42 minutes. In the ladies' race, Magdalena Lakczak of Poland dominated the field with a 15-hour, 18-minute win time. No American men or women were in the top 10, unlike what we saw earlier this month at Tarawera. From the Beast Coast, we saw the ever-popular but odd race distance Mount Mitchell 40-miler see a new course record from the dominant Morgan Elliott. If you don't know that name, read up, folks. Morgan has been fairly dominant at the 50K distance, including wins at Quest for the Crest, Flagstaff Sky Race, and the Power of Four over the past couple years, and a second place at Run the Rut 50K last year. His 4-hour 20-minute time was 30 minutes ahead, second place at 11 minutes under the course record. Eliza LaPierre was first for the ladies in 5:31 as she had a 23-minute win margin over second place. The Lake Wachita Vista Trail Endurance Run, or Love It 100, was supposed to be held this past weekend in Arkansas, but was canceled thanks to flooding and thunderstorm/tornado warnings forecast over the weekend. When Josie Roselle heard the news, she was crushed. But her parents, who came to crew her, reportedly looked at her and said, "Hey, the course is still marked. You could run anyways." So she did. With her parents as crew, she finished the 100 miles in 31 hours, 39 minutes. Holy crap, this is awesome. Coolest part is it looks like she still got the buckle after all. Stay tuned for coverage from the Way Too Cool, or should we say Way Too Cold 50K, as they are expecting rain and possible snow this weekend. I'll be out there capturing what I can of the fast field, including Matt Flaherty, Ryan Gelfi, Jared Hazen, Max King, David Roche, Ladia Albertson-Junkins, Amy Leadham, Penny McPhail, Corey Malcolm, and Brittany Peterson. That is, if I don't freeze over. More Winter Ultras, the Iditarod Trail Invitational is taking place now in Alaska. I just can't even imagine. Scott Hoberg is leading the 350-mile through mile 137 with Gavin Woody and David Johnston hot on his heels, literally. If that's not enough for you, there's also a 1,000-mile option with 5 men in the foot division and 1 woman. Full results next week. Or maybe the week after. I don't know how long it takes. More Balls pointed out on Twitter that Jim King was inducted into the Sacramento Running Association Hall of Fame this week. King was a Western States 100 legend, winning multiple times in the 80s, and becoming the first runner to break 15 hours, setting a course record of 14:54 in his 1984 win. There was a death at the Columbus Trail event on the island of Santa Maria in the Azores. The cause is unclear, but the event was immediately canceled. Thoughts to the family members. An update on the Rabbit Cup we spoke about last week. It appears clothing brand Rabbit may have hopped on board. We don't have any official confirmation of this, but they tagged Eric Sensman, Tyler McCandless, and Chris Brown in a tweet, all members of the Rabbit Pro team. Just remember, if you're really serious about this one, you have to have at least one female member on the team. Billy Yang just released a Beer Mile video taking place in Silverton, Colorado, on his YouTube channel, Billy Yang Films. Other than Walmsley showing his continued struggles at the event, it is interesting to note that a recently outed ultra cheat was censored from the event's starting sequence. No idea who that could be. And in other news, we want to give a quick shout out to birthday girl and Northwest correspondent, Maya Ray Ray. Happy birthday. And with that, thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or a question or feedback for the show, leave a comment below. And as always, a huge thank you to our Patreon supporters who help keep this show going each and every week. Go check us out on Patreon for all the benefits. Have a week.